one law for them. The Victorians were famous for draconian use of penal policy against the working class. But class law still applies in 21st century Britain. To cases of benefit fraud. Two entirely different outcomes. A landlord in Pembroke Dock who received rent from the four houses she owned also claimed £30,000 as a benefit without declaring the income from her tenants. A working class woman in Runcorn fraudulently claimed her dead father's benefits and ESA. The women were of similar ages, but they received entirely different sentences. The woman from Runcorn was told by the judge, "The message has to be sent out to you, and others like you that, if you steal from the public purse, not only is imprisonment inevitable, but a substantial sentence must be passed." She was imprisoned for 5 years and 10 months. Evidently the other judge did not get that message, because the landlord in Pembroke only received a suspended sentence. And the judge told her, "I find that, a woman of your age and character, that there is sufficient punishment for you to have this hanging over your head." There is little sympathy among working class people for people who fiddle benefits, mainly because it is so difficult for genuine claimants to access benefits. But the law is applied differently depending on what class you are in. Dave Reard, Cardiff.